Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
I believe in this team, and I believe in the city. That's why I'm especially proud to be the owner of the Oilers.
Nurse drilled him with a right hand, then missed with a wild right. Lands a right to the shoulder.
A lot of work to do. My goal is to lead this team to become an elite team in the National Hockey League.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plastron.
This is Bilal Lucic.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 Shed.
Joining you, this is Oilers Now, the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Normandy, D-Day, the turning point in the Second World War. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. No need to spend valuable time meeting with door-to-door sales reps. Your all-in-one convenient location, Digitex.ca. Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology, software, IT, and supplies. As you sit there and watch, the ceremonies out of Europe today, man, it just puts everything into perspective and reinforces for the 649th time that I've mentioned this on this show and other shows, that when you work in sports, you are truly working in the toy department of life. There are guys that battled hard, and guys and gals that continue to do so for us, and we benefit. And I think we all know that, and that's as, don't think you ever go wrong with reinforcing that message out there. Jam-packed edition of Oilers Now. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. Coming up in the opening half hour, we're going to actually get to a couple different things. We're going to talk the Craigslist from Craig Button. Craig Button did this show for 5 years before Bell purchased another radio entity in the city of Edmonton. And his Craigslist has come out. And two Western Hockey League players who all season long were in the top 10 of everybody's lists are boxed out of his top 10. So not only, and I expected that Dylan Cousins was sliding a bit, but Craig Button does not have Kirby Dach from Fort Saskatchewan in the top 10. Now, those are Craig's opinions. He's entitled to his opinions. I would suggest to you that I would be stunned if Kirby Dach was available even at 6. He does have Philip Roberg at 7, by the way, and with Craig's rankings. Now, his rankings do not take in a reference who's going to draft where and why they might go down that path. But interesting stuff nonetheless. And speaking of Philip Roberg, we'll have a one-on-one conversation with him. And another guy that Craig Button has in the top 10, Peyton Krebs. Interviews I did with those guys at the NHL Scouting Combine last week in Buffalo. 12:35 today. He's been a busy guy. He's worked a lot of hours here over the course of the playoffs and been traveling as well. From NHL Hockey on Rogers, Louis DeBrusque. With a little bit of a interesting conversation coming down the path. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to hit on something that people probably didn't think of when they think of Louis DeBrusque. 105, the former general manager. Where was he GM in the league? He was a GM in Hartford and in Vancouver and in Anaheim and in Toronto. And then he went to the Calgary Flames as a president. From NHL Hockey and Rogers, courtesy of our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication and solar. Brian Burke on today's edition of Oilers Now. And one of the things I'm going to talk with Brian about is whether or not we're seeing this is going to be a big year in the draft. And look, this is an Edmonton Oilers show. The Oilers have the 8th overall pick, and we could have 5 players out of the U.S. National Development Forward Program as forwards. 5 go in the top. Could be 5 in the top 10. Certainly 5 in the top 12. Are those players overrated because they play in a glorified all-star team? We'll get to some interaction as well. You can reach us on a River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. They're getting bigger and better at the River Cree this month. Their main casino floor becomes 100% smoke-free. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. River Cree has the cult tomorrow night. You can text us. Speaking of Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, Heartland Ford text line, not your small town dealership with a huge new state-of-the-art facility. Experience the difference of Heartland Ford. You can text us at 630-630. Tweet us at Oilers Now. We're on Twitter as well. Bob underscore Stoffer. Brendan is at Brendan Escott. Brendan with 2 E's, Escott with 2 T's. Again, Brian Burke, as always, every Thursday in Oilers Now for our friends at Canadian Power Pack. Brendan Escott is on the other side. Brendan, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing well today, Bob.
You're doing well. You watching any of this stuff? I've got a couple different channels up right now, just sort of watching the D-Day celebrations for the 75th anniversary, and it's kind of humbling when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? The programming through the last couple days here on Chet has really reflected that. We've heard from some of the veterans, and it's really powerful stuff. 75 years later, it's not lost its luster one bit.
I mean, obviously, we live in a completely different time, and some say we talk about that too much, about how kids are different today, and I mean, you have people that get upset by stuff that gets said on Twitter, and some people say rude stuff on Twitter that they would ever say to somebody's face, and then you had guys that were sit there and prepared to, go to battle, and they were really living a war that none of us could, with the exception of the people that were living at that time, could possibly relate to the amount of freedoms that we have. Let's do this. We're going to go into our Oilers Now Audio Vault for our Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings, in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Last night, Reid Wilkins had an interview with Kirk McCaskill, longtime Major League Baseball pitcher. Spent time with the Edmonton Trappers, was in the California Angels organization. That's when the Trappers were the AAA affiliate of the Angels. And he had this to say about being a part of the Edmonton Oilers' 1984 Stanley Cup celebration, which he said he remembers more than any of the things and the events that happened with him as a baseball player for the Edmonton Trappers.
Well, I'll tell you, Reid, what I remember the most is the Oilers winning the Cup. We were, I don't know how we got tickets, but we also got entrance into the locker room after the game, and myself, a couple of players, and a couple of coaches were kind of like flies on the wall, just pinned against the wall, watching these guys celebrate after they'd won their first Cup. And I'll tell you, even though the Edmonton Trappers won the PCL that year, I remember the Oilers way more than I remember the successes of the Trappers. But so it was a great time. Loved Edmonton, a great city, and I was very happy I got to go through Edmonton on my career.
Yeah, two sports star. He also played a little bit of hockey. Interesting stuff. Pretty good pitcher. Lasted a long time. Average stuff. That average stuff, but he lasted a long time. He had guile as a major league pitcher back in the day. Brendan, there was a guy I grew up listening to, John Short, and he would have updates. He had these unique personalities. Don Horwood would come on the air on John Short's show and drop the basketball. So that would be the basketball conversation. And the great thing about Don is he would call in win or lose. And years later, when I would become the SID at the University of Alberta, I actually had a couple coaches say to me, "Bob, I don't want you to report the scores when my teams lose." And I was like, "Okay, look, you're getting paid to coach here. You're the pro. So let's operate in the following context. Number one, the scores are going out win or lose. And number two, when you lose, assume that you're going to be the point of contact at a national championship and that sort of thing." So Don Horwood was a guy, he got it. He got sports. He was an unbelievable guest. Years later, we'd have him on our show, Total Sports, that we had with Mark Spector, when it really kind of evolved another station and helped them get going. And what a guy. Another guy that John Short used to have on was Al Coates, doing Trappers play-by-play. And again, this was AAA ball. And it was a little, frankly, it was better at that time than maybe it is now. Like now, you go, really good players go from AA baseball right to the major leagues. But back then, it wasn't, you know, as a longtime baseball rotisserian, allow me to suggest to you that AAA was an interesting place because you had guys on their way up. We had Ron Kittle here. We had Wally Joyner briefly here. Devon White was here at Edmonton. I mean, there were some really good players. And then you had some guys coming on the way down as well. And it was a great lesson in life. I know that I had a sportscaster say to me one time, pretty good sportscaster. Actually, he was more of a media personality with, frankly, a much greater listenership than I could ever imagine, albeit in a different time. And that was Wes Montgomery. And he said, "Bob, just remember, treat the people the same way going up as you do on the way going down." So if you lower your standards and you treat... I'm just kidding. Anyways, there was a lesson in that. So you had Al Coates doing play-by-play of the Edmonton Trappers back in the day, and virtually every game was on the radio. It was really, with the exception of when there were Oiler game nights, and it just it made for an interesting fabric. And it's kind of sad to this day that we don't have, you know, AAA baseball in the city, but bottom line here, wasn't our fault. We had a, you know, good organization for a number of years, and a lot of the American teams didn't want to come up here and travel. And once Calgary went, you know what, up, that was it for first Vancouver, then Calgary. Maybe it was Calgary first, then Vancouver. Edmonton was the last standing AAA franchise in Western Canada at that time. But Kirk McCaskill making an appearance last night on Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Some good players. Did I miss anybody? You can text me at 630-630. Who was the best AAA player that we ever saw in Edmonton? Because I think Devon White was pretty good. Wally Joyner.
We just had somebody call in suggesting that Tommy John, like for Tommy John surgery, John?
Was rehabbing, did a rehab stint. That's true.
He might have been here, yeah.
Yeah, no, he did a I mean, Mark McGuire came in with an exhibition game with the Oakland A's when they were on the precipice of, that might have been, even been after the Bash Brothers, or right at the height of it in the late 1990s. So, but somebody will text us and help educate us on that front. So there you have it. Hey, Brendan, did you watch Game 3 last night of the NBA Championship?
I sure did, at a local establishment, which was buzzing about 75% as much as the town did when the Oilers were in the playoffs. Yeah. People are really into this right now. It's awesome.
You know what was not cool that happened last night?
The shove?
What was that? Mark Stevens is the guy's name. Apparently he is a... he's worth $2.3 billion, according to Forbes Billionaires 2019. Yeah, it ranks him 960. So he's the 962nd richest man in the world. Minority investor of the Golden State Warriors. Venture capitalist. And the Warriors have obviously released a statement saying that his behavior last night did not reflect the high standards that we hope to exemplify as an organization. We're extremely disappointed in the actions with Mr. Stevens. Offer our sincere apology to Kyle Lowry and the Toronto Raptors organization for this unfortunate misconduct. There's no place for such interaction between fans or anyone and players in an NBA game. Weren't they all worried about Drake? Wasn't Drake the guy they were worried about the most? And, you know, Drake had a little bit of back and forth there with Draymond Green, who's not a shrinking violet. Like, he's probably a more skilled player than Draymond or than Charles Oakley, but Oakley was a little bit more of an enforcer when he played. Interesting stuff. So I had to, my daughter was watching the game, and I go, well, you ever see the Malice at the Palace? Do you know what I'm talking about with the Malice at the Palace?
Ron Artest, absolutely, I knew.
That is still, to me, as ugly. And my daughter's like, well, didn't the Boston Bruins go in the stands in New York? I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't like the Malice at the Palace. Like, when you have players squaring off with fans on the floor and getting popped, I mean, it was, that one was, now, what was not only, you have a minority owner shoving Lowry after he falls into the stands trying to save a ball. Apparently, there was also a verbal commentary directed the way of Lowry. That is really poor form. Shut up. You're not part of the team. It's really disappointing. I'm sure Golden's, and you know what? They interviewed Lowry after the game, and you could see something had irritated, like he did the interview with Doris Burke after the game, but even after it was over, as he funneled underneath and went underneath into the Raptors dressing room, you could tell that that's just, the NBA guys are at least allowed to show their personality. I think we have a culture in hockey, at least in Canadian hockey, and maybe some of it stems from Hockey Canada. Don't say that. Hey, we're going to slap you. Don't say it. It's Hockey Canada. You should be privileged to play. Crashed out, didn't win the U18. Oh, this guy didn't play well enough for us. It's, there needs to be a little bit. So what I'm, like, NBA, lots of personality. The personality should be mostly the players. As a rule of thumb, minority owners probably shouldn't get in shoving matches and be berating a player that dives into the stands to save a ball. In hockey, it's a different generation. We're going to talk about this with Louis DeBrus coming up at 12:35 today on Oilers Now. Again, we'll hear from Philip Roberg and Peyton Krebs a little bit later on, maybe in the back half hour of the show. We are going to get to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Do your clients love the outdoors? Get them the hottest summer gear like branded.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Camping chairs, coolers, and more. Elite Promotional Marketing, more than just sportswear. Coming up with that when we return on Oilers Now.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Connor. It's 12:25. As promised, let's get to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Thanks, Bob. The Cup Final shifts back to Boston for Game 5 tonight. You can catch that right here on 630 CHED. Puck drop just after 6 p.m.
Does that mean another night off for Reed Wilkins?
Yeah, another
one. Does this guy ever work? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, he pulls double duty in regular season, so.
What are you talking about? Does he travel and do double duty?
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Just keep that in mind.
Zdeno Chara was on the ice for an optional skate. both he and Matt Greslick, game time decisions for the Bruins, who are the betting favorites on home ice tonight, according to Odds Shark. It sounds like if there's a deal to be done between Jeff Skinner and the Buffalo Sabres, it'll happen within the next couple of days. Bob McKenzie reporting this morning that if he signs there, we can see something in the neighborhood of an 8-year deal worth about $9 million per season. The Stars re-upping with Roman Polak for 1 year at $1.75 million. The Jets locking up J.C. LaPon, former World Junior player, for 1 year at $700,000. And the Ducks D-man, Andre Schuster, he signed with Cunlin Red Star in the KHL. Jack Capuano has joined DJ Smith's coaching staff as an assistant in Ottawa. He spent the last 2 years under Bob Bugner in Florida, but he did coach the Islanders for parts of 7 seasons before that. Pending UFA D-man Erik Karlsson had successful groin surgery last week, already started rehabbing, and he is expected to be ready for the start of next season.
Did you see him last night?
He was looking pretty hobbled on those crutches.
He was looking pretty hobbled at the basketball game.
Charlotte finally here, Bob, knocking off Chicago 4-1 on the road last night to take a 2-1 lead in the AHL's Calder Cup final. Game 4 goes tonight in Chicago.
Now, did you see what happened with Zdeno Chara's availability today? He could not talk and verbalize the responses, so he wrote back and wrote them back. What's your biggest challenge in skating with this type of injury? That was a question Chara was asked. His written response: at this time of the playoffs, everyone has injuries, and there are challenges that you have to overcome to play. I'm no different than any other player on either team. Question 2 asked to Chara today: how do you weigh the risk of further injury when deciding whether to play? Chara's written response: you don't think about it. You think about playing. You don't go to a game thinking you might get hurt. We'll have this conversation with Louis DeBrus coming up. Not the least bit surprised. I mean, now that said, it's not like you're going to get a chance to face wash him. He's 6'9". If you run him, Brendan, I'll ask you, how much hockey did you play as a kid? Fair amount?
Oh, yeah.
If you had a broken jaw and the other team knew you had a broken jaw, well, you probably wouldn't be playing because you're not playing for Stanley Cup final.
Right.
But would you let a guy, because I can tell you, if a guy targeted my head, I'd be cross-checking him right in the face to protect myself.
Honestly, and especially because of who Chara is and such a well-respected guy, I think it might be an advantage because I don't see anybody bothering to go after him. You know what I mean?
Well, he's been run. The Maple Leafs ran him lots of times in the first round. If anybody tries to get at that head, they are going to be eating the stick. They're going to be getting it. And I'm sure Louis DeBrus is going to agree. So you can text us at 630-630. Tweet us at Oilers Now. I got lots of texts to get to. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Carrie McCarthy. And when we come back, the big man, Louis DeBrus. This is Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.